As we stand together, we pray, Heavenly Father, as we light this, the third candle of Advent, we ask for your blessing upon us, reminding us of the peace, joy, and light of Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, for the children and the youth, who's got a watch? Who's got a watch? Need a watch? Nobody got a watch? Listen, you read your scripts off your phone. Try a watch. You ready? I got 5 minutes. Can you watch? When I'm done, at five, you need to do this, okay? When John the Baptist was in jail, he sent a message to Jesus, and he said, I'm scared, I'm frightened, I don't know what the future holds. I need to know that you are the Savior of the world. I need to know that you are the source of light and hope and joy for the future. And Jesus sent back the message, it's an all go. It was a comfort to John. When I was growing up, my father, who started in the Air Force, had a certain way of raising children. I knew him as Sir. And then there was my mother, and she could motivate me. You need to know criticizing me doesn't work. Except when it was really critical. And I remember being in the middle of an international speaking training. And then in a Canadian speaking contest. I was about 16. I was the youngest competitor in Canada. And my mom got me backstage. And this is what she said on my way out. You can't win. You're the youngest. Don't worry about it. Just go out there. By the time I hit that mark, I was furious. They had given me a topic a few minutes before because it was spontaneous speaking. International commerce was the title on the piece of paper. And by the time I hit the floor, I could speak about anything. There were other times when my mom knew it was real. I got to do this. I have got to do this. Because I've been waiting for one since I got here. For every single one of us, sometimes our moms and or our dads are able to encourage us as Jesus encouraged John the Baptist. They understood how important it was. You know, there are some adults, watch, who would look at the tree today and say, wow! Look at the hard work and the dedication and the commitment that it took for that, how everything's placed, the time, the energy, and the talent. They would affirm, they would encourage. And then there's other adults. Put the ball back. To encourage, support, love, and support each other is this time of year. This is the time of year we need to follow Jesus' example as he did with John the Baptist. To encourage him and let him know that those of faith had an extraordinary future. It would be challenging, it would be difficult, but it would also be amazing and phenomenal. And so to a generation that's not quite sure what to say to the kids of this generation. We love you. You're important to us. We believe in you. We're so proud of what you did today and what you do every day. Get used to making mistakes. Adults do it better. But you're still young and learning and growing, and you need to know that you mean the world to us. Don't they? Yes. Where is he? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.